This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED's permit allows LANL loopholes for radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. It's time to break the silence about the permitting of the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Since 1963, the facility has handled, treated, and stored radioactive and hazardous liquid waste generated at the plutonium facility where the triggers, or plutonium pits for nuclear weapons, are fabricated. The New Mexico Environment Department has refused to regulate the facility under the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, even though the law regulates hazardous materials, quote-unquote, from cradle to grave. In May 2022, for the first time, the Environment Department did permit the facility, but under a less strict law, the New Mexico Water Quality Act. This permit provides many loopholes and is totally inappropriate for the facility and for the construction and operation of two new radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities, all without any public process as required by the Hazardous Waste Act. Under the Water Quality Act permit, the Department of Energy and National Nuclear Security Administration need only submit the plans and specifications to the Environment Department for review. Unlike the Hazardous Waste Act, there is no requirement for advanced public notice, no public review and comment, and no opportunity for a public hearing. One of the new facilities will treat low-level radioactive and hazardous liquid waste. The other is in the planning stages for treating plutonium-contaminated radioactive and hazardous liquid waste. When CCNS asked Environment Department officials if they themselves had the technical expertise to review plans and specifications for a nuclear facility that handles, treats, and stores radioactive and hazardous waste, they said no. And when CCNS asked them the same question about the expertise of their technical contractors, they also said no. Another loophole in the Water Quality Act is that it omits the seismic analysis for the new facilities built on volcanic tuff in a seismic zone on the eastern slope of an active volcano above a sole source regional drinking water aquifer and the Rio Grande. Again, in contrast to the Hazardous Waste Act, this permit omits analysis of the seismic vulnerability and risk in Los Alamos County and the surrounding counties from Taos to Bernalillo. Our concerns are not unfounded. Recall that the proposed nuclear facility, as part of the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project, was eventually canceled because of the increasing cost to address the unresolved threats of seismic action within the Pajarito Fault System. Break the silence. Express your concerns to the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission at its May 9th meeting. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.